Good morning and welcome to the telecom of Get Nations to discuss the results second Q 2022. We are here present Eduardo Letelier, CEO and VRI, Lucas Arruda, Strategy Director, and Cynthia Hobbs, CFO. At this point, all the participants are connected as listeners, and later on, we are going to start the Q&A session. And then we give more instructions. We would like to inform that this teleconference is being recorded and translated simultaneously. And before resuming, we'd like to clarify that eventual declarations during this call relative to the business perspective of the company, estimate, and operation financial goals are beliefs and premises of the board Get Ninjas, also current information for the company. And future considerations are not assurance of performance because they bring risks, premises, and uncertainties because they are about future events and they depend on unforeseen circumstances. The general economic conditions and other operational factors may affect the results, future results, and bringing results different from the ones expressed in future considerations. Now I would like to pass the microphone to Get Ninjas. Please, Eduardo, the floor is yours. Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody. I am Eduardo Letelier, founder of Get Ninjas. I'd like to thank you so much for your presence for the results 2Q 2022. The first page, as we always remember, our business model connecting professionals, more than 500 types of services connecting to customers. The customers request budget. We send that request to the profession that pays a value to contact the customer. This professional pay give a quote, and then they have a credit in coin, so they can use this credit as they receive customers. Slide number three, let's talk about the highlights of the second quarter. Professional base is growing. We have 4.3 million professionals registered, more than 1 million. If we compare 12 months ago, we have 188,000 professionals that are active, 1.1 million of client requests. Our net revenue is 13.4 million, gross profit 11.8 million, net loss 8.8, and cash burn minus 5.8. So we keep on having an excellent score on Reclame Aqui, 9.2 score, one of the best companies in our segment. And we keep on having great assessment in the customer review and also professional review. Our score is 4.1 and Pro 4.8 degree, Google Pro 4.2 and Client 4.7. And now, slide number four, we are going to see the evolution of active professionals. This was a hard quarter. The population saw a decrease of their income. And then, even though with less investment and less marketing campaigns compared to last year, we could keep the number of professionals active align with a variation of 5%. Next slide. I believe that of the presentation on results, we bring the normal slides on the business evolution. Now, also, we have some research, and this research we produce in association with Google, measuring the volume of research for some services. And this study was performed with a basket of words and assigned the words to categories. For example, apartment, São Paulo, clogging, Itaim, electric, disruption in Rio de Janeiro. Several words that are part of the reform categories were placed in groups. And then we observed the evolution of these words between periods and the search for that set of words during that period. For reform, house remodeling, Spanish and English classes, consulting services, and other services. And then we observed a drop of 20% in average compared to the same period last year. And this drop is in the number of search queries. And this, of course, it's a proxy to the size of the market and the amount of services hired. This market is very informal. It's very hard to have official data about this market. And the volume of query is just to give us an idea. And then we observe this data with Google and talking to experts and reflecting internally. We have reached some reasons for this effect. And this reason is not new. It's nothing new for people hearing this call. Now, August 16, as you have seen, ITCA was a record. INCC measuring the cost of civil construction raised more than IPCA. The ink, cement, mortar, everything is more expensive. So construction material is more expensive, of course. Some small repair and house improvement was not initiated. So we saw a negative effect in these categories, a positive effect in the category of events, reflecting the hangover after the pandemic. Lots of events were postponed because of the pandemic. Wedding, people did not celebrate the birthday party, but this year they are celebrating this category. We see traces after the pandemic. But in general, we have seen a retraction of the market. And as we are going to show next slides, this retraction of the market impacts in a negative way our business. Slide number six. Slide number six, we can see the number of client requests. And then we see in the period of this request last year dropped 14%. The market dropped 20%. We dropped less than the market. And I'm going to show you more slides about it. Investing half as we invested last year. Our client recurrence increase. Last year we had 148% from recurrence. We have 55%, and the categories that are more representative considering client request and also revenue are still home renovation, tech support, and home services. I pass the microphone to Arruda to talk about strategy and the highlights. Good morning, everybody. It's a great pleasure to be with you. Last quarter, we saw the composition of gross revenue and the effect, as he said, a reduction on the client request. And this variation between quarters, we suffered in leads, impacting on the amount of requests from the clients. We have other three lines. We have partners expiration, credit aligned with the quarter and the previous year. So there's no much variation for this. And partnership revenue, bringing revenue to the company, bringing also visibility and brand communication. We see the macro composition and we are going to deep dive more in the following slides. Talking about net revenue, we can see it present a reduction of 5% compared to the first quarter and 13% second quarter 2021. So we work in these factors. We have an estimate number of the search dropping 20%. The request is dropping. We work on this revenue. So we decrease the macro effect, but we still feel it in our revenue. And it's important to say that we had an investment of 52% lower than the last quarter. So our revenue is because of that, and we could have this revenue a little bit lower with a higher reduction on this investment. This is not the numbers that we would like to see, but this reflects the big effort of the company of improving the platform as a more efficient platform. We see the evolution of gross profit that has been constant, flat, 91, 92, and a change that we are going to explain now. A reclassification of the score that last quarter, the credit card and bank slips were expenses. We discuss internally aligned with audit. And these costs from this quarter on are going to be account about impact. So great part is explained by the reclassification of costs in the following quarters. You are going to see this continuity. That is another factor affecting. We revisit the price of some categories so the professionals can buy more leads, and this increase the volume of transactions in the platform. So we have servers and with the impact on the volume of transactions impacting this position, but we hope that this is going to be more stable in the future. We have commented this before, but here you can see the evolution of the investments, marketing expenses, commercial expenses. We see market, and we are gradually reducing since the second quarter 2020. You see a big difference on what we invested more than 20 million second quarter 21 against 10 million on this quarter. This reduction is over 52%, and this is part of our strategy. We see a more competitive environment, more competition for customer, and this reduction increases the competition for the same client. So the cost per click is higher. The expenses to get the click is higher. So we reduce our investment, but improving the efficiency. So we can bring a revenue volume and compared to the investment that is much lower. We see this in order to keep these costs flat. And so we have marketing and revenue ratio in a healthier level for the company. Next, line of expenses are general and administrative, and it's important to highlight the variation year after year, reflecting growth of the team. We are going to explain more. Also, non-recurring expenses. It's a big variation, but if we consider these two factors, we understand that we align with the planning of the company. I'd like to mention that we had this strategic consulting work with us on the first quarter. This impact the second and the third quarter, you see in yellow, and this work finished and these expenses finished as well. From the third quarter on, we are not going to have this impact, alleviating the pressure on our expenses, helping the costs and the results for the second semester. Detailing the evolution and the composition of the team, we are already stable since the end of last year with some variation. We always highlight that a team that has a strong contribution to our business is technology and product team. They are in a competitive market, so retain and keep this professional is a high challenge. But we see an evolution compared to 21 and 22 in 12 months. We increased 20 employees in our team. We have been working hard to replace and hire new job opportunities, very thorough. So we optimize some opportunities. You see a small variation compared to the previous quarter. We have a robust team already working, taking turns that is part of the business so we can keep a structure of cost that is proper. Talking about operational result measured by EBITDA, we have a reduction on the revenue with a small increase of cost. EBITDA 16.8 million, second quarter 22. In order to reflect the performance of our business, we had just adjusts. One, that is the provision for stock options plan. And you can see that up to now that there was no exercise at this moment. It's a provision that we have, but no exercise for provision and no recurrent expenses. That is the consulting project that finishes this quarter, so we can get an EBITDA that reflect the business of 12 million. And here we see the evolution since the beginning of 2020, highlighting this improvement compared to the second quarter, 21. There was an EBITDA negative of 19 million, now we have 12. This improvement of 38% is a reflection of investment reduction in March and higher investment helping us here. Now I pass the microphone to Cynthia, CFO, to conclude the financial aspect. Thank you. Let's talk now about the bottom line, more than 50% of improvement when we compare with the second quarter last year. Last year we had a loss of 17.8 million reais. And then we see that this year, our loss is half of them, 8.8 million. And this is a fruit of all the optimizations and improvement that Arruda has mentioned before. And also this reduction of marketing expenses and the improvement of our financial result helped us to have bottom line result and a loss that is inferior to what we presented last year. And like that, I'd like to pass the microphone to Edu to talk about future challenges. Edu, the floor is yours. Thank you so much, Lucas and Cynthia. As you have seen, we have had a challenging quarter when we observe the number of requests, queries on Google, the size of the market, the population with less income, construction materials more expensive, one of the main categories of the platform. But this is for the investments. You rest assured that we have financial discipline. We are managing the resources and the costs, as Arruda mentioned, thoroughly, very strictly. In job opportunities, and the job low is shared among the team, as she said. And we have discipline on marketing investments, of course. There is still room for improvement, so we can reach the financial results that we would like to see. And the market would like to see, everybody would like to see it, but we believe that we are on the right track for evolution. We are the biggest platform on services. We do not have a direct competition, and the opportunities is still very big. Maybe it would take one more quarter. The market can have some variation somehow, but here it's clear that a few years from now, people will not hire services the way they do today. And also e-commerce has evolved. The way we order food using apps is now something common nowadays to get a taxi. The market of services, of course, will follow this track, and we really need to have a company with financial discipline, a company that every quarter increases the client database, the professionals database, so we can do things even better. But we keep on working hard here in order to deliver everything. Now, I would like to open up the floor for Q&A. We are going to start the Q&A session for investors and analysts. If you would like to send a question, write on chat with your full name and the company name. Remember, for questions, You can send on chat plus your name, your company. You can send your question writing on chat, including full name and company name. Marcelo Santos, please. Marcelo's questions. Good morning. JP Morgan, can you talk about the conclusions of the consultancy? We hired consultancy and they help us to reformulate market investment strategic consulting company. They have an operational arm helping us to reform the way we calculated CapEx, the client's campaign, and some of the professional campaigns. And we are going to see the result of it, of the work, in the following quarters. The second question is Marcelo's as well, asking us to comment the leads reduction price for service providers. Okay. Today, the business works like this. A client requests. We call it request. In English, it's request the word. In Portuguese, request as well. This request is available to the professionals, and the professional can contact the client paying a value. So we realize that different requests were receiving few professionals. Some requests did not receive any professional, and we need to distribute to the professionals free of charge. But it's not maybe the most engaged professional. They do not negotiate so well. They cannot, according to the Brazilian culture, to bargain. We see that the patience of this professional bargaining changes when they do not pay for the service. For the request, they receive just one professional, two professionals. Ideally, is that they receive, every request receive two or three professionals. It's a better experience to the client. They can choose. And having a good experience for the professional because the competition is limited. So what is the reasoning? Reducing the price a little of the contact in order to increase the number of contacts that every request generates, and in the end, increase the revenue per request, but with a higher quality, better service for the customer. What we saw in this period of time that initially we had this reduction and this increase of amount not coming in the same proportion, reducing X percent, and the increase was a little lower than X impact our revenue. But we believe that when we adjust, when we tighten up the screw, we can have a price distribution as we maximize revenue and also clients' experience, and with better customer experience, we have a high recurrence, as we saw in the graph, and you have a better recommendation, and word of mouth is getting better, and the platform evolves. We see that for some services, the customer is pleased with less request and more commodity. One or two professionals are enough when the clients want to quote a construction that is better. We need more professionals. But when we see the clients, when they are tight, because of the inflation. We saw that increasing this number of contacts, even decreasing their revenue, it would be something that would be pay mid and short term. There is one more question. So Flavio Cardoso asking us a question. Good morning, Eduardo. He's Flavio Cardoso, CEO of Umbler. Have you been tested or in other selling strategies for leads, packages, and credit? Do you have recurrent plans for the professionals? This is a great question. We have not tested last quarter. And when I talk about it, we are not still testing, but it is something that we see in our roadmap. It is in our functionality list to be implemented. So contextualizing it to everybody, currently the professional buy a package of credit prepaid. And depends on the category, 50 reais, minimum package. We have higher package with discount, 120 for the package. They buy the package using credit card, payment slip or PIX. And they use this package. And when it's over, in a proactive way, they buy a new one, PIX or bank slips, as they pay in credit card. That is a functionality, so you can activate when it has 100 score credit, they buy a new package automatically. And we have been studying when we see some players in Australia, public company, INGI is the name of the company that also has this model, Tamitec, a private company also in this model. And they have the choice of prepaid, as we do here, and also choices of subscription with a discount. And then you engage the professional better. A challenge that we had in the past, and we had this model in 2017, we migrated to this prepaid. The challenge in 2017, the credit card of these professionals was unstable. Months that were limited, months that are not. Credit cards did not work because it was one of the first online purchase. So there was a work, very big work, of having the subscription on. And the professional did not understand the currency generating operational work and the experience that we realized when they activate the card is much better. And since 2017, the financial structure has changed. The fintechs are here. They are present and the professionals are more used to buying online the credit. Limit is a challenge for these professionals, but much better than it was in 2017-18. So this functionality makes sense. It does not change our business model, though. It adds a different payment model. So you collect, and for some categories, some professionals has a higher recurrence, but the business model is the same. I hope I have answered your question. I see you are an entrepreneur. Maybe you have the same challenge in your company. On LinkedIn, we can talk more in parallel so we can exchange experiences. If you want to place your question, you can use the chat with your full name and company. You can use the chat to place your question using your full name and company name. The Q&A session is over. We would like to pass the microphone to Mr. Eduardo for final considerations. I'd like to thank you so much, you all present on this call of results. And at some other point, the company is available on our iChannels to answer any comment, any question that you have about the material here presented. And we had a very challenging quarter. We can do better than what we did. We bring here one more time the volume of research and queries, but this is not a justification, this is an explanation. So it doesn't matter the macro the company needs to accelerate the revenue and keep on working thoroughly. Thank you so much. Have you all a great week. This call Get Ninja is over. We thank you so much for your attendance and have you all a great day.